Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. How may I help you?
Well, I called you first of all. And I did a pay for an item last night, very late, and I spoke with a representative to make sure that it is a legit thing and not a scam. And she confirmed that with me, but I got the follow-up email and my shipping address and my mailing address is not correct. I sent a reply correcting my mailing address. I want to know if you got it.
Oh, okay. If you can give me your zip code, I can check and see.
My zip code is 33064.
And your name?
Genevieve Day.
Say that again, Genevieve?
Genevieve Day.
Day. Okay. Just one moment, please.
Yes.
I'm still here. I'm looking for
Okay.
your name. You just did this yesterday, ma'am?
Last night, very late, yes.
You did the order last night.
Yes.
Okay, let me see if your account is here. So far, I haven't pulled your name up to correct your address for you. And you said your last name is Day, Day?
Correct.
Okay. Haven't found it yet, ma'am.
I got a follow-up email, so check your emails and see if you have it there because I got a response.
I'm where I'm working, the part I'm working at, I don't get email, ma'am. They would have to do it there. I just can pull up the account to see if it's here and look at it and see if your address is missing off of it. I can't do that.
I have a
So
like an order number. I could give you that on the email from you guys. If I give you the order number, you should be able to locate it.
yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, D like David, F like food, D like David, 4, E like everybody, 6, 1, A like apple, 1, A like apple.
Okay. And you said this is a ID order number?
This is the order number that was sent from you guys. Thank you for placing your order. Please find a summary of your order below. Order
Okay.
number and the date 12/22. It says 5 p.m. I don't know if it's 5 p.m. where you are, but it was like almost midnight last night when I did this.
Okay. I'm putting it in now to see if it if they did get it and change your address for you. Like I said, I only can pull the accounts down, but I put your order number in. Let me see what happens. No, ma'am, it's no. Let me try your name. The order number didn't go through. Well, on here anyway. So you said, could you spell your first name correctly, ma'am?
Okay. It's V, a lot of V's, like very good.
Okay.
And E's like egg. Let me spell it for you. GENEVIEVE.
E. E. Okay, Genevieve Day. Okay, hold on
Yes.
just one moment. I'll put your name in, type it in, and see what happens. Thank you for calling customer support too. G. Okay. No, ma'am, it hasn't came up. Your account isn't with us yet. I guess they're still working on it since you did it just last night. You might have to call back and give it some time to come to the computers. Because I can't.
Can you put some kind of notification, because I don't want it to mail out something to me because it says it ships within 2 business days or whatever, and you have the wrong address.
I don't know how. Well, it's not that I can't notification. If I don't have your account here in front of me, ma'am, I can't put any kind of notification because I don't have a. Well, you said you need your mailing address. It's not correct, so I would have to have your name, your first name, and for the account in front of me to correct the address for you, and it's not here for me to pull up. So, can you give me a telephone number, ma'am?
786-718-9664.
Okay, let me try that. Maybe to go through that away. Just one moment. No, ma'am. It even go through with your number. Your account isn't here with us yet, where I'm working at, ma'am. You have to call back later, in order to try and reach out and let someone know about that. I can't do anything right now this morning until I get an account. Is there anything else, ma'am?
That's good to know. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Yvonne. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right, Yvonne. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.